Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is a fresh, beautiful day. I could not be more excited to be here. The sky is blue, not a cloud to be seen. I'm coming to you straight off the best long weekend that I've had all year. I was sent to Martha's Vineyard by Free People. I went on vacation with Free People. Technically, I suppose you could say this is a work trip, but I had the time of my life. If this is what a work trip is, then my God, have I won life. I definitely won the weekend, but I'm winning right now. I had such a good time. One of my best friends and I got to go. Tyra, go check out her photos. Go check out my photos because we made content and I love it. But the situation was Free People was partnering up with some different hotels off the East Coast. So they were doing, I think, Martha's Vineyard, maybe Newport, maybe South Beach. I forget. They're doing pop-ups for their Freest collection. So if you're in Martha's Vineyard, there's a Free People Freest store that has bathing suits, just good summer wear. And so they sent me and Tyra to go wearing the clothes, promote the collection, and be in Martha's Vineyard and stay at the hotel that they were partnering up with. My God, was it lovely. It was lovely. I left, early Friday morning, which when you're flying from the West Coast to the East Coast, the time change does not work in your favor. So we were up at maybe 4:30, 5 a.m., get to our 7 a.m. flight, and then we don't end up landing in Martha's Vineyard till 6 p.m. So the whole day was taken, but we arrived just in time to get a little bit of dinner. We went to a restaurant called 19 Raw, had an incredible lobster salad. Tyra and I knew when we got to Martha's Vineyard, we were going to be having lobster as often as possible. So we had a lobster salad. Oh, there's a story about the waitress. There's some stories that I'll save for Patreon from this trip, but we had a waitress who wanted to kill us. She could not have hated us more. And we spent the whole dinner racking our brains, like, why does she hate us so much? Got some little conclusions later, but I had a really good lobster salad. And then we also had lobster as our main. We got scallops and lobster to eat as our entrees after having a lobster salad as an appetizer. But when in Rome, right? When in the vineyard, why would I not be having seafood as often as possible? It was fantastic. Then because the time change, once again, doesn't work in your favor, we didn't want to sleep in the next day since we only had one full day there. We're like, we have to get up early. We have to get going. So after dinner, we just tucked in, called it an early night, and then bright Saturday morning, we drove from Edgartown to Aquinnah and went to a beach there, and my God, it was beautiful. You're on the edge of a cliff. The top of the cliff is green meadows, green trees, just all different types of greenery. They have a little path for you to walk to the edge of the cliff, and then you walk down, and then once you're at sea level, you're at the beach, surrounded by these cliffs. Oh, it's gorgeous with like red sand and white sand. This is where I took my first photo for them. So if you go to my Instagram handle is the same as this podcast. I'm in a blue bathing suit against a rock. I mean, it looks like I'm on Mars. It was gorgeous. On the way, we stopped at a farm to get fruit, cheese, bread, just to have a little picnic on the beach. I will say Tyra made enemies with a seagull because anytime we tried to take photos, the seagull's like, ah, they are gone. Time to take this baguette. And he took bags of ours several times, carried them in his mouth, and Tyra's like chasing him around. I sprained my ankle last week, so I was immobile at this point. Me walking down a cliff, by the way, never been so scared. I showed up to this trip thinking I have to be so careful. I knew I was going on this trip, so when I sprained my ankle, I'm like, oh my God, you just need to rest until you get to Martha's Vineyard. You just need to play it cool. No need to risk it on a neighborhood walk. Just get to the East Coast, and then we can play it from there. So when I'm on this walk on this cliff, then down it, I'm just praying to the heavens above, like, keep me safe. So yeah, Tyra's chasing around a seagull left and right. I'm just there frozen being like, okay, here's where I am for the photo. Take it or leave it. But it was nice. Also, we drove there. We were going to take Ubers around, but then we figured just renting a car would be easier because we got a Jeep Wrangler. And now it's in my bucket list. That is my next big purchase. I've never purchased my own car. I inherited my grandparents when I was a teenager, and then I inherited my mom's car after she passed. So I've been lucky enough to just have cars as gifts. I've never picked out a car. I've never bought a car. I've never leased a car. But I've rented cars, and oftentimes when I rent a car, they give me a Ford Focus. I feel like I always end up with a Ford Focus, you know, does the job. But renting a car and then putting a Jeep Wrangler in the hotel parking lot, Tara and I nodded and we're like, this is great. This is Brat Girl Summer right here, which we obviously have to have a segment of this episode to talk about. Brat, best album right now. I'm having the most fun listening to it. You bet your ass that I listened to it the whole way here. I love it. I love it. So we're driving around greenery. Beautiful weather. Brat is playing. The only thing standing in my way is my sprained ankle, but I will say my ankle is so much better. I got PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. They draw your blood, they spin it, they take the plasma out of your blood, it separates, it's kind of like oil and vinegar, and then they can inject it to different parts of your body. So I also did it as a microneedling treatment where they injected it into my face. But the doctor also was like, this is great for sports medicine if you want me to inject it into the injury site. I'm not kidding you. This is my first time ever doing it for cosmetic beauty reasons or for healing reasons. I swear this PRP injection cut my healing time in half, if not more. By the second day of Martha's Vineyard, I was walking around without my ankle brace on. Mind you, not even 7 days ago was I hobbling around, like really unable to put weight on it using crutches. And now I'm walking around a rocky little island, free as a bird. I need to learn more about PRP because it seems like a miracle, but it also makes so much sense. I love that they're taking healthy platelet-rich plasma from my blood and then injecting it into a wounded part of my body and using something healthy from my body to heal another part of my body. It seems reasonable, but I love it. I have an ankle brace on now just to be safe. I'm just playing it cautiously, playing it safe, but I really don't need it. So that's fantastic. First day of Martha's Vineyard, I'm not taking any chances. You know, if I'm up in the rocks, so easy to slip, so easy to twist an ankle. I would twist my ankle even if it wasn't injured walking around rocks like that. So was staying planted. After the beach, we had to get some lunch. Obviously had a lobster roll. I wasn't kidding. I was having lobster as often as I possibly could. Drove back to the hotel, back to home base, had the oh-so-favorite experience of day at the beach, get home, shower, put moisturizer on your body, put on a bathrobe, lay in bed, have a little TV time, a little phone time until it's time to get ready for dinner. Loved it. Loved it. Then we had dinner on the water. And there's a donut place that Tyra loves. Backdoor Donuts doesn't open till 8 or 9 p.m. And they give you hot, fresh donuts. So we got a bunch, recorded a little mukbang for TikTok, and walked around a different part of the island called Oak Bluffs. Then it was Sunday, which was the day that we were supposed to leave. So we were just trying to get in as much time as possible. We woke up. Did we go to the same place for breakfast as the day before? And then Sunday was the day that we were supposed to leave. So we got up, stopped by the Free People store, went back to the restaurant that we went for dinner the first time because I was like, Tara, I need that lobster salad again. And we had oysters, lobster salad, more seafood. Oysters in Martha's Vineyard. Oh, when I'm anywhere else in the world and I'm getting oysters and I see that there's something from Prince Edward Island, Martha's Vineyard. Those are the ones I'm ordering. So then to get them directly in Martha's Vineyard was perfect. Did I say that it was my first time there? I've never been there before. I've been to Cape Cod, never been to Martha's Vineyard. I loved it. I loved it. Tyra was making a good point because I've been to the Hamptons before when I lived in New York. Obviously, that's sort of the place that a lot of people go during the summer. And it's really modern there. You know, they have a SoulCycle, they have Chill House, they have Starbucks. Whereas Martha's Vineyard, yes, in Edgartown, they have like a Vineyard Vines and whatever these mainstream stores. But really, everywhere else we went on the island, it's not like SoulCycle. It's a yoga barn, you know? it's less commercial, and I found that to be a lot more relaxing. Geographically, it's also very similar to Virginia. It looks like if you were in my county and just surrounded it with water, it was beautiful. Driving through it scratched the itch. I've been missing Virginia, and there is nothing like East Coast summer, truly nothing like it. So we had amazing oysters, lobster salad, got an ice cream cone, hopped back in the Jeep, went to another beach. I loved it. While we were on the beach, we were watching this guy. I guess it'd be windsurfing. I don't exactly know what it is. He had almost like a half parachute that he was holding onto, and he was on what looked like a snowboard, and he would hit the wind the right way, and this man would fly into the air. I mean, I'm not kidding. He was probably 10, 15, 20 feet in the air doing flips around. Very entertaining. King also had old-looking legs. I was like, is this a grandfather? Because this is incredible. Because I'm over here like, who is this hottie? Must meet him. We're clapping and cheering for him. He gets a little closer. I'm like, this man could very well be in his 70s. I have no idea. But I love the beach. And I love the Jeep. And I loved the experience of being with one of my best friends, driving around in my bikini, listening to good music, eating good food. It just couldn't have been better. Also, the way that this brand trip works, because I've been on brand trips before, a lot of times they'll have a group of girls. There'll be 10 girls that are invited to a destination. They put us all in the same house, all in the same hotel. And then there's an itinerary for us where the first night there's a dinner, little activities during the day and activations. The way that this worked, it seems like Free People's just inviting two friends out to each hotel each weekend and letting them take the content as they please. So Tyra and I really got to decide our own itinerary and just be with each other, and that was really fun. Then later that evening, we were supposed to head to the airport, but both our flights kept getting delayed. I had at least 6 or 7 emails from JetBlue of, your flight was moved back an hour, your flight was moved back 2 hours, your flight was moved back to its original time. Free People and Lark Hotels so generously offered us another night, and we didn't have to leave until 2:30 yesterday. So I had a whole extra day in Martha's Vineyard. I was happy to take the Saturday, but to get a Friday to Monday trip, chef's kiss. So when we knew we didn't have to go to the airport, we're like, let's go over to the water. We went to a place called Nancy's, got ourselves a pina colada on the water, overlooking the fishermen and the yachts and the little boats and the big boats. And I don't know, whatever. Drank a pina colada. And then went to a restaurant called Sweet Life, which Obama really likes. For his 60th birthday, he hired the chefs from Sweet Life and Behind the Bookstore, which is where we got breakfast the first day, to cater his 60th birthday. And our waitress was telling us all about it, because I don't know if you know this about me, but that's my celebrity crush. If I'm ever asked, who's your celebrity crush? My knee-jerk answer is I don't really have a celebrity crush. But as soon as Obama's brought up in conversation, I'm like, oh, Barack, that is my celebrity crush. If I had to pick one, that's my man. Except for I love that he's with Michelle. I think they make perfect sense together. And I love that she's over here doing interviews saying, I did not like my husband for a decade. But she stood by him. And then people will ask her, why don't you run for president? She's like, I could not do that to my family again. So I cannot believe that I haven't done this already, but I haven't read either of their books. And my favorite way to listen to memoirs or biographies, autobiographies, is on Audible. So I downloaded both Becoming by Michelle Obama. And then what is Barack's book? A Promised Land. I think they both have a couple books, but A Promised Land is the one that he wrote after presidency. Love the Obamas. Love the daughters. Big fan. From afar. Admiring from afar. So we went to Sweet Life Cafe. We had carrots smoked in maple syrup and goat's cheese and almonds. We had duck. We had this pistachio pesto pasta with anchovies and asparagus and crab. It was so delicious. And then we had scallops as well. Yeah. If you're there, get the pistachio pesto and the sea scallops. The appetizers were good, but we were, whatever. We'd been eating all day. Like, when you're on vacation, we were treating ourselves. I regret having too many meals earlier on in the day, because I was too full for this meal, and this meal was so delicious. Oh, to be me. I'm telling you, I won the weekend. Like, oh no, I was too full because I was just eating such good food all day long. Yeah. I'm a brat, bitch. I'm a spoiled brat. It was so good. And then, what did we do that night? Oh, I'll tell you a story from walking back. Tyra and I were teenagers that night. Sunday night, Tyra and I tapped in to our 15-year-old selves, and that was who was behaving. So I'll tell you more about that on Patreon. And then Monday morning, since we still had at least a half day. And mind you, when you're at a small airport, because an airport that's flying off an island, the check-in time doesn't need to be 2 hours, even an hour before you leave, because the gate that you wait in is literally a tent. Like, it's actually a tent. So we really had a ton of time. We walked over to the water, saw a lighthouse, put my toes in the sand, and then we're like, so Sunday morning, we woke up, decided to just go to the water right by our hotel, see the lighthouse. We were still in proper clothes, so didn't swim or anything, and then went back and thought, we need to go to the real beach. Like, we need to put our bikinis back on and get back out there. You know, no, we can't have a full day at the beach, but an hour at the beach is better than 0 minutes at the beach, so let's get over there. And we just tanned in the sun on the sand with the pretty ocean until it was time to return the car, give our keys back to the hotel, and make our way to the airport. God, it was good. On our short flight, we were sitting by this girl with a Maltese, and there's a bunch of Malteses in my family, the little white ankle-biting monster dogs, the little, like, those ones, the ones that you probably think are so annoying. Okay, but my grandma Lola has one. And her name is Bentley, and Bentley is my soul sister. And this dog, I see Malteses, you know, but this dog had Bentley's face, and it felt like I was getting to see Bentley too. So I scratched my Virginia itch, and I scratched my Bentley itch. Not actually, because I love you, Bentley. If you can hear me, if you can sense my love, I'm sending it to you right now. But I left that trip thinking my next goals, I want myself a little Bentley of my own, and I want a Jeep Wrangler, even though my cousin is like, the transmissions are shit, do not do that. Like, but Morgan, you don't know how electrifying it was to be driving behind the wheel of a Jeep. It felt right. And I don't know what that's, I know that that's not necessarily smart, but that is what my soul feels. I want a sporty car with a ton of windows, a way to take the top off. I knew I've always been a convertible girl. Yes, wind is annoying, but I just love to be outside as much as possible. And so a car that makes you feel like you're outside while you're driving it feels so good. You know, I haven't made any moves yet. I'm just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it, girl. I'm just thinking about it. Yeah. Oh, it feels good to have a real win. Like, I've been feeling good. Don't get me wrong, but this was a high note. This weekend was a high note. Love. And then on the flight from New York to LA, I just powered through movies. I'm not much of a movie watcher on planes. I do sometimes, but a lot of times I'll work. Like on the flight to New York, that's where we had our layover, I was editing the podcast. Sometimes I'm reading, sometimes I'm journaling. Like occasionally I'll watch movies, but for whatever reason last night I said, okay, we're watching Bend It Like Beckham. Then I started watching some corny 2001 summer camp movie, you know, whatever, silly, but I wasn't in the mood for it. And I made a list of all the movies they had, because you can make your own list. And I always like to use planes as a chance to watch a movie that I missed in theaters that maybe I wouldn't make the time at home to watch. So I had Madame Web on there and Dune 2. But I've never seen Parasite. So I started watching that. I didn't realize it was only subtitles, but it's so funny. If a movie's good, you forget that you're reading subtitles 10 minutes in. It completely disappears. You don't realize that you're reading the movie as it happens. I like watching anything with subtitles, to be honest, but that movie I flew through. which, what a well done movie. I know I'm so late. It came out in 2019, so I'm 5 years late. But I went in completely blind. I thought it was a horror movie, which I suppose you could say that it is, but it's so much more than that. I had no idea. You can skip over this if you don't want any spoilers. So skip like maybe a minute ahead to be safe. 2 minutes if you want to be really safe. But I didn't realize the gore is sad, scary, whatever, but the real terror and pain that you feel is from the incoming class discrimination. It's such an interesting depiction of that. I had no idea that it was going to be so moving in that way, where you feel just such pain for, when the owner of the rich house is complaining about the smell of the poor dad. Oh my God. And they're talking about how people on the subway just have that smell. And it's like, you're talking about the smell of poor people. And the rain scene, the night of the rain. Oh my goodness. When the wife wakes up in the morning and she stretches and she's looking at the sun after the long rain and thinking, oh, so sad that ruined our son's birthday. And having no idea that their staff members have lost their entire house. They woke up in a gymnasium using it as shelter because her biggest complaint is, oh no, my son didn't get to have his good birthday and they lost everything. Whew! 10 out of 10 movie. 10 out of 10. Adored it. Really moved me. And then not to brag, but I'm 28 now. So when I get home from a trip, I unpack immediately. All the clothes I wore, throw them in the hamper immediately. I have a case that I keep all of my travel items in. Moved all the mini items that I brought with me back into that bag. Put away all my makeup back in its place. Gave myself a shower. Put my suitcase back over top on the shelf in my closet. Unloaded the dishes from the load that we ran before we left. Set myself up for success today. Woke up this morning bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Had a great meeting. I'm taking a meeting Friday with a studio to do video in. I've been thinking about this more and more. I thought I was going to do it 2 weeks ago, but I think next week or in the next upcoming weeks, this will now be not only an audio podcast, but a video podcast as well. Then I called my cousin, caught up with her, and I made my way to the stew. I'm doing a little TikTok, what it's like, because I know in a lot of ways, this is a dream job. It's also a disease. I saw a friend post on Close Friends. Being a podcast host is not an occupation, it's a diagnosis. I'm like, Oh yeah. Y'all must think I have such a big head. The ironic thing is, once I get it out of my system, like once I share what's been going on in my head, I don't feel the need to regurgitate it over and over again, which this is neither here nor there. It's a personality type where you want to give your updates, you want to tell the same stories, all of them, to all of your people after a moment, but I just like to regurgitate it once. Sometimes if I have to say it to another friend, they're like, how was your trip? I'm like, oh, it was so good. Like, I don't feel like hearing myself talk if I've already done it. Unless there's, you know, a gem of a story, then obviously I love to tell a little story, but it doesn't like get me off the way that I know it does for other people. But I do love it. Maybe because this is such an integral part into who I am now, where I was posting videos on YouTube as a tween, and it's in my nature at this point. It's just so habitual to share my life that I don't even think twice about it. But I definitely know that having a podcast is an eye roll to a lot of people, but I love it. I'm so here for it. So I'm making a TikTok of, you know, what it's like to host a podcast. A little vlog. That's all she wrote. Let's get into your questions. I ask every week on Instagram. Handle of my Instagram is the same name as this podcast. So let's get into them. But first, a word from today's sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
starting off with this one because I meant to say this in the first section and I even teased that I would and I didn't. Taylor wants to know my favorite song off Brat. Okay, well, Brat has really been a grower album. It's Charlie XCX's new album. I've been listening to Brat It's the Same, but there's three more songs, so it's not, because I really like the bonus songs. The song that got me into the album was Everything Is Romantic. Bad Tattoos on Leather, Tan Skin, Jesus Christ on a Plastic Sign, I don't know. Love. Which feels so reminiscent of a Lana-style lyric. I really think that Charlie and Lana could interchange lyrics to their songs and make them their own so easily. Charlie could so easily make My Pussy Taste Like Pepsi Cola. Goddamn man child, you fuck me so good I almost said I love you. Like, that could so easily be a Charlie lyric as well. The overlap on their Venn diagram I think is big. I don't know if they've ever been compared. I mean, how many thoughts are original, but anyway. Everything Is Romantic was the first one for me. Oh, Sympathy Is a Knife, sorry. Sympathy Is a Knife and Everything Is Romantic were the two that got me into the album. And then when I heard the Brat bonus album, I loved Guess and I love Spring Breakers. They just make me want to party. I think they're so fun. So those were my next two faves. Then it was Apple and Mean Girls. And now I'm loving 360, 365, Back to Back, Club Classics. I love the whole album. I love the whole album. And I love that it sounds like I'm driving in a fast car. And I love that the lyrics sound like a diary entry that we're reading. There's something fun about literal lyrics. For example, her song, I Think About It All the Time, when she's saying, I was walking around in Stockholm, seriously thinking about my future for the first time. It was ice cold. Playing demos on my iPhone. I went to my friend's place and I met their baby for the first time. How sublime. That could easily be pulled out of a girl's journal. Also, I just heard it for the first time on the way here, the Girl So Confusing version with Lorde. Charlie has the song Girl So Confusing. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. That one, where she's talking about Lorde, but we didn't know it was Lorde. And she's saying, you know, I think we're friends, but I'm actually not sure we're friends because you ditch me all the time. We'll make plans and then you bail. We get dinner. It's kind of awkward. Maybe we don't actually have that much in common. I think you're so cool, but I think you might think that I'm a loser and don't actually like me. And then Lorde answered Charlie and they gave the other side of the conversation or the other side of the issue on the song. And Lorde's like, no, no, I think you're great. I'm just mentally ill. I've been going through it. I'm bailing on you last minute because I'm currently trying to make myself skinny as possible. And then I'm having body image issues and I don't want to be in your photos. Like, I don't want to, I'm not trying to be out there at all, but I ride for you, Charlie. I love you, girl. So cute. It's so cute. That's a fun album. And when I'm driving around to it, it makes driving feel like I'm in Mario Kart. Next question. Lolar4554 asked for nonfiction recs. Let me go into Storygraph. I think you should definitely read The Psychology of Money. I think that's a good one. It's an easy, digestible read. And it gives just timeless lessons on wealth, greed, accumulating money, what it's like to have money. Even the opening story, I think, is a great depiction. We have this super highly educated man that is making all this money and losing it just as fast as he makes it. And then we have a school janitor that passed away and there was $7 million to disperse. And he gave like $4 million of it to the hospital and like $3 million of it to whoever. I could be getting the numbers wrong, but you understand the principle. I also think anything Joe Dispenza is interesting. It's heavy. I listened to Becoming Supernatural this year. It's how common people are doing the uncommon. I think the description says it really well, that Becoming Supernatural is teaching the readers that we are all essentially supernatural just by nature. And if we're given the proper knowledge and instruction, we have the capacity to tune into frequencies beyond the material world. And we can intentionally change our brain chemistry. Good mix of ancient wisdom and science. So if you're someone that needs a little bit more concrete, and then on the opposite side, if you're someone that does really like this ancient wisdom, these old wise tales, you can get that and then also have the science to back it up. I think it's a good combo for both. I certainly like to have both. So those are two from this year that I liked. Give those a shot. Oh, this is a cute question. So light, so sweet. Mady Armstrong asked, ladybugs or bees, sending you hugs. So funny that you asked that because I was thinking about that the other day. I haven't minded bugs. Gnats and flies, of course. I do not like those. Gnats, flies, and mosquitoes can go to hell. I know that. Why do I feel guilty saying that? And that's on being a Pisces. I know that mosquitoes are food for other bugs, but I don't like those. Most bugs don't bother me, especially if I'm outside. If I'm in their territory, by all means, like, I'm not grossed out by seeing a bug outside. I'm grossed out by seeing a bug inside. I'm like, this is not your territory. This is my territory. Let's get back out there. But the ones that I would be least frightened by is a little bumblebee, a ladybug, even an ant. Ants are kind of cunt. Lexi Lombard, 2024. But ladybugs or bees, I mean, especially if it's a bumblebee and they're not stinging me, hang around all you want. I have so many videos on my camera roll of bees pollinating flowers. I think it's so beautiful. And the iPhone, you know, you can take such high quality videos. So it's not a one or the other, it's an either or. All right, a more concrete question for advice. Kenzie wants to know how she can work out. She just started working 7 a.m. to 5. She still wants to sleep enough and see her friends. Then you have to start working smarter, not harder. If you don't have time to get to the gym or join a rec league or, you know, carve out time out of your day to be active, you need to take the stairs. You need to park farther away when you're going to the grocery store or shopping somewhere. You need to get more steps in whatever way you can. If you have a meeting and it's a phone meeting, take it on a walk. You could also do active things socially. So inviting a friend to do a Pilates class with you, to go to the climbing gym, to go on a walk around the beach, the reservoir, whatever nature-y place you have. Maybe you have a lake, like, let's go canoeing. It's summer, so there's tons of beautiful activities to do. So you could just do active things socially or try to get as many steps when you're working or doing your errands. Separate question. Ugh, I've been feeling so guilty recently. How do I make that stop? I'm such a guilty person. I did not grow up Catholic. I don't know why I have such guilt. And I love finding out that my guilt is irrational and based in nothing but my own head. For example, I purchased a couch for our deck. The cushions were so hard to maintain. You know, even in California where it's quote unquote sunny always, perfect weather always, we get rain, we get wind, and sometimes the wind and the rain blows sticks and trees and leaves and, you know, things onto the white cushions, and they're stained, and it's from Wayfair, so it's not incredibly high quality stuff. And when I tried to wash the cushions, the zippers broke and they were hard to put back on, so I impulsively threw all the cushions away. And now we have a sectional frame outside the deck, and that was my responsibility. That was my couch. I should have taken better care of it. So I have it in my head, Tyra despises me every time she looks at the deck. I have it in my head that she actively has resentments towards me when she sees that deck and sees that frame. And we had cleaners come recently and they swept the deck, which was so generous of them. And it looks amazing. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm sure you're so upset with me about the deck. And she's like, what? I was like, you know how I took the cushions off? And she's like, I don't even think about the deck. Like, when you see it, you're not annoyed? She's like, no. Like, so genuinely, like, what are you talking about? And I don't know if that's a projection because I don't know if this is something that I do with other people. I wonder if I got it from my parents. I don't know if this is something that I do. But I have things like that where I'm normally the driver out of my friends. I'm the one that takes us everywhere. And if ever another friend drives, for some reason, I feel that they feel resentful of me for not driving. That doesn't even make sense, but I'll think that. I'll be sitting in the passenger seat thinking they're upset that I'm not driving. And I don't know why I feel guilty about things. I do not know how to make that stop. I think bringing it up honestly helps. And this is my guilt towards others. I've managed any guilt towards myself because I've grown to be quite in tune with myself and I'm in a really good season with myself. And I used to feel guilty when I wasn't honoring myself, when I was not listening to myself, and I was actively making choices that didn't serve my greater good. But now I'm good with that. So my guilt towards others is most easily eliminated by verbalizing it, like having the conversation that I said to Tyra, because now I know that she's not bothered about it. Obviously, I want to fix it anyway, because We have a gorgeous deck. We should have seats. So that's my advice, but I'm learning this in real time. Wemington57 asked if I ever get socially anxious and how do you get past that feeling? I love people generally. I get really excited to see people. I like to meet new people. Sometimes I'll eye roll over social situations in LA because they're kind of annoying. But generally, I think it's fun to meet all different kinds of people. And one of my favorite experiences in this life is being set where I have no one that I know and I'm forced to make relationships. I think that's good for me. So I'm not naturally quite socially anxious, but of course I'm in spaces where I'll feel intimidated. You know, these are people that I don't know if I have much in common with them, or I look up to them and don't exactly know what to say or how to relate. But in cases like that, I do my best to mentally take a step back and get in tune with myself and how I'm feeling. I also like to take those opportunities when I'm in those situations to observe, because observations are a really easy point of communication. If you see something absurd, if you see something beautiful, if you see something funny, if you see something worrisome, that's a really easy way to chat with someone. Like, you know, beautiful girl walks by, you can be like, oh my God, okay, Miss Beautiful, who was that? And they might be like, oh, I saw her too. Like, what an outfit. And you're like, I know, the skirt. Are you kidding? Or you could see, you know, a man make a not so cute pass at a girl. And you're like, okay, no. I'm not cool with that. And they're, you know, they might be like, wait, I didn't see what happened. Communication about observations, I think, is a really easy in. A lot of people advise compliments, which I think is fine. But I'm just the type of person that if I see something that I really like, I say it immediately. But if I have to think about something to compliment, you can read it on my face that I don't really care. And a fake compliment is worse than no compliment. All right, Taylor, I keep answering questions by the same people because I'm in the same section. There's so many good ones just in the first section that I haven't migrated, but I'll get to more. Don't you worry. I'm in a great mood. We'll probably have a longer episode. Summer bucket list, pulling out the journal, wrote one with a friend. Let's see. Okay. So this section was activities, vibes, but pool got its own section because during the summer, love a pool. Obviously the beach, but we have pool in Toluca Lake, pool in West Hollywood, pool in Beverly Hills, pool in Malibu, pool in Silver Lake, rooftop pool, hotel pools like a Sunset Tower hotel pool, the Cabana Cafe, the Chateau, maybe an international pool. Then activities. Pool parties. I want to read the ACOTAR series. I want to see Charlie XCX in concert. I missed her concert 2 weekends ago because of my ankle. It's okay. I want to see Chapel Roan in concert. I want to play pickleball with TK. She's been all about it. I have some hikes saved on all trails that I want to look at, like a waterfall hike. I really like a long exploration day. There's a ton in Pasadena. I'd like to try surfing. I mean, unless we count using my friend's surfboard as a boogie board, but no, I took one surfing lesson probably 8 years ago, and I'd like to try again. I want to go to the Malibu Chili Cook-Off. I want to go to a Dodgers game. I'd love to have a little summer fling. I'd love to go horseback riding, and I'd love to go to the U.S. Open. There's a restaurant in Malibu called Giorgio. I can't remember, but that's on my list. I want to be drinking more spritzes. I was at a friend's birthday a couple weeks ago and forget what kind of spritz that she was drinking. I feel like it was bitters or something. But I want to get a St. Germain spritz. Obviously love an Aperol spritz, a Campari spritz. And then I'm just working on getting my hair long and healthy. I'm not going to do a crazy haircut. Working on growth right now. And I want to have glass skin. I feel good. My bucket list is more activities than it is vibes. I just love an activity. So we'll see what goes on. You know, only time will tell. I'd like to be riding in a Jeep Wrangler as often as possible. That's more inspiring to me than a boat. But if I could this summer do a backflip or a front flip off of a boat, that would scratch an itch, I will say. I get motion sick, so I don't want to spend too much time on a boat. You know, not that anyone's invited me, but throwing it out there that probably not my cup of tea, but maybe one boat day. Oh my God, that's another story that I'll tell in the Patreon. If I have time today, I will. If not, my Mexico trip. Oh guys, I have some stories. I have some sex stories. I have some, oh my God, that trip actually was, I'm a different girl. Sometimes I look back at old eras of myself and I'm like, you were so quietly wild. How did you do that so low key? But I had a boat day with some girls on a trip, and it was one of the worst days of my entire life. So maybe I'll share that. One of my favorite questions. This is from Adija. What are your go-to notebooks and pens? Right now, I'm using a notebook that was like a branded gift. You know, when you go to like a conference or something and they give you a notebook and a pen. But I love it because the pen has a holder in the spine of the notebook, and that's great. So I never lose the pen. And then it also has a ribbon to use as a bookmark. So I've been loving this. It looks so ugly, but I love this. But my go-tos would probably be a Muji notebook with a Muji 0.38 pen. That's always been my fave. Even when I bring this notebook around, I'll sometimes throw a Muji 0.38 in my bag too. Sadie asked, how do you handle apathy and struggling to find enjoyment in things? I want to hug you because I feel apathy and numbness is significantly more miserable than misery, which you could argue it's not, but when you're in misery, when you're in sadness, experiencing anger, those have an energy to it, you know? But the absence of energy is quite painful, where you're with your friends and you think, I should be smiling, I should be enjoying this, why am I not? It's a beautiful sunny day, the sky is blue, I should love this, but why do I not care? And I don't know if you've ever dealt with depression, but that's, you know, I'm on medication for that and I'm in talk therapy. But it also very well could be burnout, and maybe you just need a little vacation. If you can carve out some time, even a long weekend, as a getaway, whether that's going home or if you want like a proper vacation, whatever that looks like for you in your lifestyle, see if relaxation helps. If not, talk therapy. Working it out with a professional, because life should be fun. And of course, life's not always going to be fun, but when things are good, you should feel that they're good. And you should get to experience that. Huh. Okay. Caller and Sierra asked, what's my dream sweater? I don't know if I have a dream sweater. Do you? Another clothes question. Chlo or Chlo asked for a good brand of heels. They don't own any. Budget realm? Steve Madden. Steve Madden makes comfortable heels. I remember I had a pair. They weren't too tall. The heel was maybe like 2 inches. But I walked 85 blocks in those. Not a blister to be found. So start there. If you want something a little nicer, Stuart Weitzman has a lot of classic silhouettes for shoes. And if you want to go a little nicer, Stuart Weitzman. And then if you want to do more fun and interesting shoes, I love the shoes that I've found over the years on ThredUp or consignment shops. You got to be careful with secondhand shoes just because they often need repairing more often. Shoes in general need repairing if you're wearing them often. But if you're looking for like a solid good pair of heels, I would do Steve Madden or Stuart Weitzman. Get them new so they'll last. But if you're looking for more of an accessory shoe, I think that's where you could start going more interesting. Like I have some Prada kitten heels that I got off ThredUp and I love them. I think I've had them for four summers now and they're so fun. They're like green floral, but they somehow go with everything because it's so busy that it feels like a neutral. I have some Manolo Blahnik. I have a Michael Kors pair that looks so good. They don't look like Michael Kors at all. No knock to Michael Kors, but like that's just not my style really. But they're so sexy. They're a pointed toe that has a little tiny bow on it. Love. Julie Seiler asked, how am I at the moment? I feel really good. I feel like I'm in a really good place with myself. It's also my favorite time of the year. I love May, June, July, August, September. I love this time of year. Learning Growing 1222 asked how to deal with anxieties of being laid off in this job market. I have so many friends that have been laid off in the last year or so. And of course it's stressful. Like, we know the state of the economy right now. I mean, the economy is not thriving right now. Job turnover is high. Layoffs are high. Something I've seen friends do, obviously I'm an entrepreneur, so self-employment is always an option. Even if not a full-time option, as an additional stream of income, if you want to find a way that you can employ yourself to do something, or having a side job or another stream of income is always great and helps as a safety blanket. Of course, savings also works as an incredible safety blanket. You know, the anxiety will lower if you know that you have enough cash to support yourself if you were to be laid off for X amount of time. I also think it's not harmful to take other interviews while working. I've seen friends do that as well, where they feel comfortable at their job, but if there's another offer that comes along or that interests them, they'll take the interview, they'll take the meeting, just to see what's out there. Zoe Daniel wants to know the summer outfit formula. I want to style things better, but I end up wearing the same two dresses. I think that's also so human. I myself have my favorite pieces in my closet, and I wear them on rotation a lot more than other pieces. Having a fun shoe, really easy way to spice things up. Most of the time I have my jewelry that I wear for several weeks at a time until I feel the need to change it. I almost think of my jewelry as like a nail color where it's just there for a period of time. I'm not switching out my jewelry every day. I love wearing shorts and boots. I think a really fun casual day outfit for the summer is shorts and some boots and a graphic tee. For nighttime, love a mini skirt, a top, and some kitten heels, or capris, a cute blouse, and some kitten heels, a blouse, sport shorts, and some kitten heels, solid dress, thick belt on the waist, and then either boots, or it depends on the dress for what shoes. A basic outfit with a really good bag. I've always loved a bag. I've always found it fun to accessorize with an interesting bag or an interesting pair of shoes. Get yourself a big slouchy hobo bag. Paloma Wool has a good one. Free People has a good one. Actually, Free People has a bunch because Tyra got one that I really liked, and then I have one that I've been using right now. I got this Paloma Wool bag for my laptop for the day, but I'm kind of into a slouchier, less structured bag for the summer. Just something big, a big hobo bag. I'm into sports shorts more than I am denim shorts right now, and I'm into mini skirts. Tashi wants to know my favorite beauty rituals right now. The newest one that's stuck is oiling my scalp. I have this product from Kiehl's called the Magic Elixir. It's avocado oil, rosemary oil, and I will run that through my scalp 15 minutes or so before my shower, and I'll massage it. I also have generally been doing massages on my scalp just with my hands, where I'll start at my neck and move my way up. If you look up scalp massage on TikTok, you could probably find it. I even made a TikTok of my own where I demonstrate how I do the hair oiling and how I do the scalp massage, if that's of your interest. What's my TikTok handle? I can't remember. Lexi Lombard Forever. That's one that I really like. Another one that I'm a little late to the trend, but Snail Mucin. I've been using that. But my new favorite thing is microneedling PRP and PRP injections. My cousin was saying that I'm glowing. I'm like, I think it's the PRP. And she's like, no, I think it's that you just had an amazing weekend. And I'm like, tomato, tomato. I'm still pro PRP. But that's not something that I would do more than like maybe once or twice a year. But really, I've just been heavily moisturizing. That's always one of my beauty rituals. I never want my skin to be dry. I want my skin to be hydrated always. And then doing the scalp massages because I'm thinking the same thing for my hair. I saw a girl on TikTok, you know, she's no scientist, but I'm gonna take it. She was saying, dry hair is brittle hair and brittle hair is broken hair. So you want your hair to be hydrated always. And I keep repeating that in my head. Dry hair is brittle hair and brittle hair is broken hair. And I don't want broken hair. Kelly wants to know if I took part in ritual for the summer solstice or the full moon. I was packing for my trip and I got my period. I always get my period during the full moon. And I'm like, exhausted? No, I didn't really have a ritual. Would have been nice though. Would have been nice. Tashi wants a Notion breakdown. Okay, so I really only use Notion for one thing right now, and that's tracking my finances. My friend helped me do this, so I can't take credit for it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 categories. I have the brand, the amount, the platform, and the status. So for example, I will have Free People. I have the total amount that the brand deals for, and then my 80% that I'll be receiving because management takes 20. Then I have the platform, so I had stories and grid posts, and then the status is waiting because the content has gone up, but payment has not been received. And then once it's received, I'll change waiting to received. If it's a brand deal that I've signed the contract for, I'll put it in, and then the status is not started. And then once I make the content, I'll move it to waiting. Very helpful. Val Court asked, how do you feel about long-distance romantic relationships? Are they durable? I'm not opposed to a long-distance relationship. For example, if I was dating someone in New York, I would just find myself there more, and then, you know, maybe it would incline me to move back. Or vice versa, maybe they would be inclined to move to California or place C. I do think they're durable if you are making an effort to see each other with the intention of your lives maybe crossing in a more serious way. So if you meet someone abroad and they have their beautiful life in the country that you're visiting them in and their whole family's there and they never see themselves living there, but you also have your family at home that you never see yourself leaving, that might just have to be a love affair of your life that doesn't amount to a serious partnership, which is sad, but also beautiful that you even got to have that with someone. But if you're out somewhere in another town, in another state, in another country, and you meet someone that you hit it off with and you live in New York, and they're like, wow, I've been wanting to move to New York. Like, maybe this is a sign. That seems a little bit more durable, you know? But I'm not opposed to a long distance relationship, but for a serious relationship to truly blossom, there needs to be a concept of you two coming together, and the distance would become temporary. And I'll end y'all there. If you want to hear the stories of my Martha's Vineyard trip and potentially my Mexico trip, we'll see. That'll be on Patreon. I'll have the Patreon link in the show notes. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you do, share it on your Instagram story. Leave a review for me. It's so helpful. It really helps the promotion since we don't have a video element. So that would be really sweet of you guys. And have a great day. Take care. Thanks for listening. XOXO. Lexi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.